Hi, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Healing Highway. This is Creation Lightship Healing with Ron Amatron, and we'll be with you for the next hour taking listener questions. It is Monday, August 10th, 2015, and we hope that everyone is doing well and had a peaceful weekend and had a wonderful time on the 8-hour healing intensive, the first day of which was yesterday. So this is a special 8-hour call that Ron does every month in a series of 3 dates. There's also a monthly 4-hour call, a healing call that he does on Saturdays prior to this. And you can check the upcoming events page on creationlightship.com for more information about that. If anybody listening tonight was on that call and they'd like to send us a testimonial or maybe an experience that they had while they were listening or perhaps as an absentee, please let us know. You can use the fast chat feedback form, which is available through our BBS radio homepage, as well as our creationlightship.com homepage. So, Ron, are you out there tonight? Hello, Ron.
I'm in the trenches. I'm here.
Okay. Ron, would you like to do any sample healings for perhaps any weird stuff people experienced maybe later last week or over the weekend? I know it was kind of a heavy week, so just wondering if you want to do a sample for everybody to clear out some of this stuff.
Yeah, the alien blood I took out of people, that was on the conference call. That's quite interesting, the red and yellow blood. So anyway, yeah, let's do a clearing here. If you have any situations going on, and if somebody wants to comment about that, that'd be great too. Send a little testimonial how they felt, and it was pretty heavy. I did it for, I think, probably about 3.5 hours approximately. So anyway, let's clear away situations or whatever. So here we go. Think of your favorite problem that you're having. So here we go. Maybe it's just life in general, but here we go. Think of that situation. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's bring up the light beam now. And you could have more than one up. Here we go. We're going to energize the light beam. So be male energy, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. So let's see what we got on the on people's information coming through. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, Ron. And I'll start, I guess, with some listener testimonials as well as questions. And someone wrote in that they had a testimonial for timeline crashing. So timeline crashing is one of the kind of most basic healings that you can do on creationlightship.com. All of these are web-based, and you can do them in your own time. Via your computer, and you can find the timeline crash in the recommended healings drop-down menu on the left side of creationlightship.com. And it is right under your whole lifetime emotional healing, which is the first healing you would do before doing any of the other clearings or healings that Ron offers. So this person was having a disturbing feeling about spirit death. And but then they decided that when it came down to it, it was probably judgments of their own. So they timeline crashed, the worst timeline I am on, in quotes, and they felt a huge alien timeline beginning to leave them. They said that, I believe this took care of the problem. I am now in acceptance of the present moment and of my life currently, no longer feeling the presence of death. So it sounds like they cleared out a lot of judgments here.
Yep, it sure does, yeah. Well, people might be wondering when they should use a timeline crash. So I can kind of mention that. Some people are using them without going through, you know, doing a whole lifetime clearing, which is why you're abducted on the timelines anyway. So, you know, the main thing is, you know, if you have a situation going on, then see if it's, you know, what it is. Is it emotional? Is it fear? Is it anger? Whatever. You know, and it may be on your dreams too. So you want to make sure that you do the whole lifetime clearing. And that might just nip that those timelines, you know, in the bud, basically, because they may not ever abduct you again for maybe fear or anger or something. So always look at, that particular issue and what it relates to as far as whole lifetime. And, if you know, that's when you do your whole lifetime, you know, clearing. From there, you may want to get the unlimited version after that so you can stay current. That's why we have the unlimited, and that's where you enter into the box on that clearing situation that you're dealing with. You don't put any situations in whatsoever when you first do your whole lifetime, because you wouldn't know how many to even put in, and there probably wouldn't be enough space on the page. But you probably won't remember all of your situations. You may have 100 that you might remember, but you probably have millions. So that's why you want to do the whole lifetime clearing first to release yourself from those. So the timeline crashing is like a Band-Aid for a situation to get you off of the timelines that keep getting replicated, which is going to basically, at some point in your life, kill you, because they're going to be keep running that timeline over and over and over again until it does physical body damage to you. So that's kind of the way you need to look at timeline crashes. So they're great to get you off of timelines that you're abducted onto, but you do have to figure out, you know, what the emotional content is or pain or something, and make sure you do those clearings, you know, before you do the timeline crash, so that you can have, you know, more horsepower on the timeline crash. Plus, you probably won't be on it again after you do that. So that's the way that works. So it's a nice Band-Aid, but you want to get rid of the cause. So if you're in fear all the time and you keep getting put on fear timelines, well, until you do your whole lifetime clearing, you're going to be on those till you die. Do that clearing to give yourself some relief. Well, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, that's a great explanation of it, and I think it really helps people get a picture of what happens to you physically when you're on these emotional timelines or other kinds of timelines. And I think what's so great about these testimonials, and this one in particular, is they mention judgment. And I think a lot of people have judgment about where they are or what they're doing or how they're living. And I want to stress this, because I think it's just kind of reiterating what you said, Ron, is that what the clearings do is they remove the emotional attachment you have to your situation. So, you know, they're not going to necessarily change everything for you overnight, but they're going to take away that judgment you have. So if you're sitting there going, oh, I wish I wasn't here, or I wish I didn't have to, you know, live in this place or be in this house or take these medicines that I have to take or anything like that, you know, it kind of takes away that attachment that you have towards judging yourself. So I think that's where people get into a problem, and then that's when it can start to manifest, because you're judging where you're at. You're not at peace with where you're at. So all the clearings are doing is taking away that judgment so that you can be more at peace and be more in the moment.
Yep.
And it sounds like that listener had a similar experience.
Yep. And you know, if you don't know where you are with something, you know, do the self-empowerment clearings. So that's great to help you release a lot of stuff. And that's another Band-Aid type clearing. But you can at least see, you know, if you're able to check out your body, you'd be able to see how you're doing. And if your body is feeling some kind of relief, and then you know where or what the cause of that problem could be. So it's always good to do that one. Even if you feel fine, go in and do that, and you might say, ah, I got a trigger point here. I didn't know I had it. And so then you can clear that. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and also the self-empowerment healings are a great way to get yourself going, and it does have that 38 thoughts and feelings clearing. So it's a you can have it for 6 weeks, which is 42 days. So, I mean, this is, I mean, if you're doing this, I would imagine you're going to have a great breakthrough in your life because you are removing a lot of judgments and thoughts and feelings, probably about yourself. So this seems like a great clearing, and you can check it out by typing in empowerment on search for healing on creationlightship.com. And somebody else wrote in, Ron, and I just wanted to address this question because I think it would be useful to talk about some of the clearings that could be done regarding these emotional states. But this person wanted healing samples, and I'm pretty sure that we wouldn't be able to do these on a radio show, but they were asking for healings for an emotional pattern of bashful, a negative programming of relationships, womb trauma, abusive behavior or intimidation, and the absentee parent. So all of those things you have healings for, and we could maybe talk about some of the healings that would address this listener's issues here. So probably for the emotional pattern of bashful the absentee one, the self-empowerment might work for that. And yeah. Then the womb trauma, you do have that fetus and birth trauma, and then you do have also a whole lifetime relationship clearing.
Yep. Remember, the reason why their whole lifetime, so you might say, well, I was only born once, and, you know, I think I had some trauma from my birth, and, you know, that maybe you know, lasted for an hour, and you think that it's over with. Well, that's throughout your whole lifetime. So whatever affected you at birth can recycle over and over and over again or block you some way. That's why you want to do a whole lifetime clearing to release that stuff. But you may be able to do part of that on that self-empowerment clearing by typing it in there. And if you have the like the whole lifetime emotional one, you can always type in one of those emotions there and just see what happens. If you know about when it started or something, because it goes back, you know, days, weeks, months, years. So if something happened to you 2 years ago, then, you know, just type it in and go back 2 years and clear that one specific incident. But normally it should be cleared unless somebody else activated it for you. Remember that you're normally cleared off completely, and the reason why you have an activation, which is a good word to use, is because somebody else activated you. And so they took away your clearings, in a sense, that you had for that issue, but they brought it up over again, and or maybe it's never with you and they activated something. So that's why you get the whole lifetime clearing, because things do happen, you know, maybe weekly, we'll say, to people, unless you don't have people around you and you're not, you know, connected to a lot of the world events. Some people want to know what they can do. They're afraid to maybe go out in public, or they go out in public and they do feel that slime energy hitting them as people brush up against them or hug them or shake their hands. So it just depends, you know, are you a victim to that? Do you allow people to do that to you? So, you know, that's your choice. You know, do you have to shake hands? Well, you may have to. Or are you shaking hands because, you know, you feel that the person would like you to shake their hand? Well, you can always say, you know, I don't want to contaminate my body, you know. I'm doing some cleansing. You could say that. I'm on a cleanse, and I don't want to take on stray energies into my body. That's a good one to use. That might make sense to the person who wants to hug you or shake your hand or whatever, you know. So there's ways to get around it. And, you know, maybe just say that you're doing a spiritual cleanse or a cleanse, you know, and you don't want to get anything. If, you know, you're reading, you can create something, you know. You know, you got this book, How to Do This Cleanse, and they tell you not to touch anybody. So you're just following the instructions. Then it goes on to somebody else. then you're not wrong. You say somebody else told you that. That's the standard away from you. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and actually, Ron, it might make people think about, if anything, who they're touching and who they're coming into contact with. So it might actually be something that they go, oh, maybe I should try that. Or, yeah, maybe I'm picking up a lot of crap from other people. And it might kind of start like a chain reaction where people are more aware of touching each other and giving each other their stuff, their emotional stuff.
Yeah, and when I was back in New York last time, since it's, you know, the main cultural center of the planet here, basically, I was seeing, I'm pretty sure it was Japanese people. I couldn't swear to it completely, but they looked more, I think they were Japanese. And a lot of them had those little masks on, like you'd wear, you know, if you wanted to, you know, do something like painting or something. So they have these masks over their mouth and their nose, you know, that you probably get at a hardware store. So why were they wearing that? I don't know. But they were wearing it. So right away that means that they don't want to get contaminated by somebody else's stuff, maybe, you know. So I don't know if it would help that much because I just don't know. You know, it's good for, you know, if you're doing sanding and things, you put a mask on. Or painting it, you can put a mask on, but you still got to breathe through it. So, you know, it's hard to say, but they're wearing these, you know. So anyway, that's just another way of looking at it. They don't want to be contaminated by other people. So no reason why you can't do the same thing with, you know, by not shaking hands or hugging or something. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and I think those surgical masks have kind of become a fashion trend now. They have, like, designer ones. So, it's very interesting. I did get a comment from a listener, Ron, that said they are redoing their soul family disconnection clearing with clone family written in, as was suggested on Friday night. Feels very powerful.
Yeah, very good.
So, Ron, did you want to elaborate a little bit on that, the soul family versus the clone family?
Well, the clones are bringing in soul families. So
okay.
They may attach you to a clone soul family because they like you. So right away, now you got clones you're dealing with. Maybe you're the mentor of the soul family, you know? You're the head cheese. And they want to get all your data.
You're the camp counselor.
They're attaching to you, you know, another way of looking at it, but...
Right.
No? Why not? You're a human, you know, right? or a human or a human woman.
Okay, well, that is a really cool idea, and I'm going to try that myself, and hopefully some other listeners will too, and let us know the results. And also, along those lines, I got a... I guess it's just more of a something somebody noticed regarding clones. But they wrote, a couple of days ago, I was browsing on social media on a photo sharing site, and I came across a street photographer based in New York. He shot mainly portraits, and I couldn't find a single human being in the bunch. They all looked like aliens or clones to me. Also, I read something on Twitter last week. It had something to do with saying that life is just a holographic reality placed here by alien beings for some unknown reason. Ha, ha, ha. I always think this is interesting when things that are talked about on this show are confirmed in real life. And my perspective sure has shifted after listening to all these BBS shows. Appreciate the insight and perspective, Ron.
Yeah, very interesting. That's great. Yeah, just I guess you have to realize that when you communicate with people or talk to people, just know that you probably won't get, you know, a human, okay? So I think if you go out and you know that who's going to be in front of you is going to be, you know, a cloned person, a true clone, 100% clone that was dropped in here that looks human but isn't, then, you know, once you know that, then you can navigate through the system better. Otherwise, you might be full of frustrations all the time because they don't get it, or something, you know, they just can't follow thoughts very well. So that's kind of how I see some of the clones, you know. They know a limited amount of things, but they just don't connect all the dots because, you know, they don't have much data. So if you just realize that and can understand that, yeah, this person is just running a script and there's really no creativity in it, and they're only running what they were programmed to run, then you don't get so upset with them or maybe think that something's wrong with you because you're not communicating. Just know it's their problem, but it's not really their problem because they won't have any problems because they're probably not in emotions. So that's kind of it. I'm still looking for the cloned energetic cording. So I'm trying to see how I can break into that system because they do cord, but it's a different type of energetic cording, not like humans, okay? So they do cord, but I don't know what they're cording yet. So I'll be investigating that to see what needs to be done to remedy that situation. So, back to you.
Ron, I'm wondering if we could do maybe a sample victim clearing, because you did mention that, I think, addressing one of the earlier questions, and I meant to ask you if you felt like doing that, but I forgot.
Okay, victim clearing, huh? So, I'm trying to see here. So, okay, so I'll just do a victim clearing. So you think you're a victim. So that would mean that some issue keeps happening to you or has happened to you, maybe just one issue, maybe it's a brand new issue, and you go, wow, I must be a victim to this here, you know, or something that you always have felt a victim or victimized. So here we go. Think of your issue, one issue that you may have. You could have more than one, but I can only clear one. So think of the one that pops up first, we'll say. That's probably your strongest one or the most recent or both. So here we go, releasing the energy from you. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Now, do you think the person that made you a victim just happened to copy and paste their reality of them being a victim onto you? So now they can watch you kind of squirm around a little bit as a victim, and then they can figure out how to get out of that victim mode by watching you. So I'll clear the person that made you a victim, okay? You may not know who they are, but maybe you do. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. There we go. And I guess another way of looking at being a victim, let's just say that you're with a friend of yours, right? And your friend doesn't want to walk down this street because there's potholes in it, okay? And they don't want to trip. So they ask you, because they have to go deliver a letter, we'll say, to the mailbox, okay, making it very simple. And they go, can you mail this letter for me? And you go, yeah, it's no big deal. And now you start walking down the road or maybe the sidewalk, it is broken up, and you trip and fall. Well, are you a victim at that point? You can say, shit, why did I do that? They should have done it themselves. I just hurt myself. So right away, you become a victim. Now, what are they learning by this as they're watching you fall? Ah, they're probably saying, lucky I didn't do that. But other than that, you know, you can get into a victim mode very quickly by doing people favors, in a sense, okay? So you may want to look at that. Are you giving away your energy to somebody else, not realizing it? So if that's happened to you, I'll do that clearing here. So here we go. Think of that time where something happened because you volunteered yourself. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. And so also, what happens when you become, if you're a victim? Maybe you volunteered to do something at school. You go, yeah, I can do this here. And the teacher says, okay, do this thing and come up here and tell the whole class what it was about or something. So now maybe you got stage fright. Maybe you're worried about not doing it properly. Maybe you're going to be judged by all the students. Maybe they're going to laugh at you. So another way, you just set yourself up to be humiliated in front of all the people because you volunteered. And now you're really a victim. And I'm sure everybody listening probably has had that happen to them. Or they were forced to volunteer. So let's release that energy. You may all have something there that you volunteered to do. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And so that brings up another issue about your baptism clearing. That barcode, I believe, that you can get taken off for being baptized. So, man, you're a big victim there. Your parents volunteered you. And now, you know, you had all this energy on you from the aliens because you were open. So here we go, and young. So here we go, releasing that energy of being a victim because your parents volunteered you to do something, especially baptism. So here we go. 1, 2, releasing this. 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Elizabeth, back to you.
Well, Ron, that's great. And it's a great illustration of how deeply I think you can take the clearings. So all of these clearings are just samples. So Ron started clearing one aspect of being a victim or a time when we felt victimized and ended up doing, what, 4 or 5 different samples related to that single issue. So it just goes to show you how many different ways you can approach the healings and how deep you can actually go with this stuff to get yourself cleared out. So, Ron, if somebody was feeling this particularly deeply, do you think that there would be an appropriate clearing for them to go to?
Well, yeah, you can go to.
There is the whole lifetime victim body clearing.
You can do that. You can do that one, or just go to the special clearing, and that's the whole lifetime clearing too. And you could type in your issue if it's not on the website. You may have your own unique issue, so. You know, that way, you know, you have something covered. You can at least do it, you know, because you have a way to enter into a clearing that you make up yourself. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay. Okay, great. Thanks, Ron. And the next testimony is actually regarding the Sunday 8-hour healing intensive call. And I'll just read it because I think it's always helpful and also helpful for you, Ron. So this listener wrote, 8-hour sessions I attend are always incredible. And then we experience one that is even more incredible, as I did yesterday. Ron worked to remove a new type of alien and red and yellow blood that this alien needed to survive. I experienced intense heat in my head and neck. I got to the point where I had to lay down almost to the end. I even felt movement in my head and knew it was being removed. By the end of the day, I was doing great and had a really good night's sleep. Found today felt more peaceful and did move a little slower, but had a great day, feeling much lighter and more eager to stay in the now.
That's good. Yeah, there are some aliens on YouTube. I know they had a person, supposedly, I guess he was in prison. I don't know if it's death row or what, but they took a picture of his brain and they found this alien moving around inside of his brain. And I think I also saw something where somebody had an X-ray, and I think it was on YouTube, and they picked up an alien inside of the body. So, you know, so that would be, in a sense, a shapeshifter that would come in, and it could take up residence inside of the body. So remember, you're not going to probably see the alien on the outside of you, but inside of you, they may show up. Just like they show up, you know, in the alien ship clouds. All those clouds with flat bottoms are the ships. So maybe they need some type of, you know, mechanism or way to get detected. But, yeah, that's kind of common. But that's what we were doing, is I was seeing this these aliens that could be inside of people. And they used that blood energy that the aliens brought in, which was a red-yellow type blood energetically, and or maybe they're giving yellow energy to the red blood, but they needed that to survive. So taking away that blood energy, that alien or aliens that people had actually died in your body, and we took them out. So that's what happened. So back to you.
Yeah, that is so crazy, Ron. I do have another quick one from somebody else who's on the call, and they said that yesterday's healing intensive creation lightship call, the blood clearing you did for us was very healing. I slept better and longer than I have in months.
Great, great.
So it seems like this is pretty heavy, and a lot of people felt a release. And somebody else was asking, can we attend only one of the monthly 8-hour healings, or do they have to be done in a series?
So you can do any one of them will start taking away the alien critters in you, so you don't have to do all of them. Just that if you do that, you know, the special plan, you get everything that we do in a month. You know, you get all the weekly conference calls and, you know, the 8-hour calls and, but you can just do one if you wish. You know, that's available there on the website. And so it's not like it's in sequential order. It's just, you know, when you go on to a call, we just start working and take away stuff that's, you know, inside to cause you harm. So the more you have, the more calls that you're on, the better you're going to be feeling. When I first started doing it, I thought maybe one or two would be all that I needed to do. Unfortunately, that wasn't the case. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that is unfortunate. And, yeah, it's often the case, unfortunately. So another listener is asking, just generally, what clearing do you recommend for feeling out of sorts and tired? Maybe you're feeling kind of a like cosmic funkiness.
I would say if you're feeling that, you are on timelines. You're not in the now. So that's the first thing you do is timeline crashing, or maybe do the mind-to-heart drop. And do that first. The mind-to-heart drop, check out your finger exercise, make sure that you're here. So if you don't feel like you're have enough energy in your body, you're just probably not here. You're seeing things that look physical here, because naturally they're not going to make everything disappear around you, but you're not on this planet. You're in a fabricated Earth, and you are seeing things that look like 100% real to you that would be on Earth, but you're elsewhere. You're in the Beyondo. So you just had an abduction experience. So if you do feel funky, tired, hard to connect the dots, you're just not here. Get back into the now where your energy is, because your spirit's not with you to recharge you. You got a fake spirit.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Ron, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but do you think I now increase my life force energy? This person should probably be doing that, right, every day.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, but make sure that you're here and then do that. I think that might even bring you back here somewhat. It seems to help a lot of people. Mm-hmm. To get more awake, we'll say, more conscious, more energy. But, you know, make sure that you do the mind-to-heart drop, maybe the be here now, you know. Remember, if you're not by a computer, then the Be Here Now really is not going to work for you unless you had it running, because you don't have your computer. So, you know, do the mind a heart drop. That way you always have that with you. You know, that's you doing it. So do that and do the finger exercise. And that should bring you back to earth, and then maybe do the, I now increase my life force energy maybe 100 times or more. And that should help you out. So your actual situation of feeling tired or funky or whatever is only probably, relief would be 5 minutes away. So just do those simple exercises.
Yeah, okay, and I think as you do them, you will start to feel better. So hopefully that helps. And keep us posted. Let us know via the fast chat or CLS questions how you're doing. Maybe try it for a week and let us know next week on the show if that worked. So
that's
I
great.
Also
yes, uh-huh.
Oh, okay. So that would be great. And also, I just wanted to mention if you benefit from any of the healings that Ron does during the BBS shows, you can always donate via the PayPal button, and there's one on creationlightship.com as well as through our BBS page. So that really keeps the shows going, and it helps to keep the free healings free. So any donations you can make at any time are greatly appreciated. This is kind of funny, Ron. Somebody wrote in that, they said, I'm pretty sure I have a full clone living with me. Yes, I need to work on understanding and not getting frustrated and judgmental. Have been feeling a victim in that my life is somewhat controlled by his sleeping till noon daily.
What? Yeah, very possible. Wow. Sleeping till noon. Maybe the person's under attack a lot, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, is that the person's
I guess maybe they're feeling kind of grumpy about this other person sleeping till noon and kind of don't like it. That's my take on it.
Yeah, boy.
But, you know, maybe the other person can't help it.
Yeah. If they're just start doing clearings for them.
Yeah, and for yourself, too. Because I find that when you're sleeping a lot, that's usually you're getting attacked or you need a lot of time to recuperate from being attacked. And usually your life force energy is very low because you're dealing with a lot of other stuff. So, yeah, I would run any recommendations on what type of clearings you would do for somebody in that situation?
Well, I'd probably do clearings for them, you know, at least get their emotional clearing done. Maybe they're suffering emotionally. You know, maybe they got all those emotional problems happening, and they don't know, you know, what to do. So they're depressed. Maybe they got a depression problem. I would just start doing clearings on them, but do their whole lifetime emotional, maybe do the whole lifetime of depression clearing, do the self-empowerment clearing on them, and just see if that helps.
Yeah, they clarify that it's not a spouse, just a roommate, and they just did a bunch of clearings for him, so maybe that will help.
That's good.
Okay, cool. Thanks for that. There was another question here I wanted to read via the fast chat feedback. So, this was interesting. This person wrote, I notice when dreaming resumes, I need to get back onto timeline crashing. Dreams are a good indicator you need to timeline crash. So they said dreams are a good indicator you need TLC.
TL, that's good. That's good. Very good.
Yep. And this is interesting. So someone else wrote in, and I just wanted to pause here and say thanks, everybody, for writing in. The show has been going by so quickly, and it's great to hear that everyone is using the clearings and has such great questions and is really into this. So this next person wrote, I've noticed a pattern where I befriend people who are extremely needy. Lately, I ended a long relationship because I noticed now what a drag this relationship was. Do you think the clearings I've done have made me stronger as far as my boundaries and raising my frequency? I no longer put up with negativity and try to bring people up to my level of consciousness. They are where they are, and I don't feel the need to help people like I used to. Thank you for the clearings.
Yeah, that's good, yeah. So, yeah, it's really hard to, like you said, try to bring people up to your own consciousness. So that's probably a pretty good lesson, in a sense, you know, if you're attempting to do that. So...
Oh, Ron, I had a quick question. The person who has a roommate that they're running the clearings on. So if you're running the clearings on somebody else, do you have to put up a picture of them in front of the light being in front of your monitor screen? Or do you just do
help.
That?
It's not always needed, but it will help, yes.
Okay. So if you're not physically there doing the clearing, like say you're running a six-hour clearing on somebody else, and you just want to set your computer up and you have to work that day, would it be advisable to put a picture of them in front of it?
Yeah, if you can, I would do that, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, great. So that could also help. You could also have something running, you know, during the day or at night if you're out at work.
Yes.
For a family member.
All means, yeah, but very good, yes.
Okay. Great. Thanks, Ron. So... somebody else wrote in that they had a wonderful clearing healing experience doing the new green mist clearing. They ran it for several days, felt great and energized. Just put it on again today after a week of not running it. It feels like it is still moving stuff out of me, but is much less heavy.
Good, good. And that's one of the free clearings, so you can go on there and do that. So let's do the clearing where you use your finger exercise. Maybe some people are wondering what that's about. So here we go. So you want to take your index finger, and you would need to just have your body move it around in front of you, and it should be pointing up. And, you know, have it maybe 10 inches, we'll say, or so in front of your nose, and just have your body stop. And it should be, you know, your arm should be directly in front of you. Now, if it's not directly in front of you, then you're not here. So you want to move your finger back and then get here. So here we go. Let's just try it here to get you back, see if anybody changes here. So 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. We'll just see how people are. Back to you.
Okay, cool. And Ron, that is great. Hopefully everyone is in the present moment and we are all at peace. It's hard not to be at peace when you're listening to the show or when you're doing the clearings. In fact, it's almost impossible. But someone was wondering what would be a good clearing to increase body immunity. Any thoughts on that, Ron?
I'm thinking here, maybe the body jumpstart one.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's what I would try, is the body jumpstart.
And that is that's a great healing package. And I think there is an immune system rejuvenation clearing on that, too. Infection body, magnetic and twisted body alignment, blood and circulatory, and body system rejuvenation, which does include 14 body systems, digestive, endocrine, immune, skeletal, and nervous system. So that would be a great, great clearing, the Body Jumpstart Special. That is a super awesome clearing. And somebody, go ahead, Ron, sorry.
We could try that. Let's try the, I'll do the Amber Blood that we do on the conference calls here.
Okay, great.
Just we normally do on the 8-hour calls. So here we go, Amber Blood. This is the golden blood. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So we'll just see how that happens to feel it, everybody. So back to you.
Wow. I was yawning for that one. Oh, excuse me. Okay. So Amber Blood. And someone else was asking, Ron, I guess maybe they just noticed these new free clearings that you're offering, and they were wondering if you could please briefly review the new clearings, the Black Mist, the Green Mist, and the Blue Death Ray clearing.
Well, the Black Mist is that Jinn energy. I think it's J-I-N-N.
Uh-huh.
That's the energy they talked about, I think, in the Old Testament that God brought down here. They brought down the fallen angels, okay, and then they brought the, the demonic energies here. And, then they brought the Jinn energy. So that's an energy that's been here kind of for a long time. And so the Black Mist is what you normally see in the clouds or something around. It's like kind of like cobwebs that are black in color, like in your attic or something, or you go into a place that doesn't have any air movement, and you got spider webs kind of in the corners, and they're, full of dust and dirt, and they look black. Well, you see those in clouds. They also appear sometimes in the middle of nowhere. You can see this, like, cloud formation on the ground moving, and you wonder what that is. Well, that's that, okay? So that's that clearing. And then you have the other one, which is the green mist, is very similar, but it's a different color. That one is pretty bad, too. And then you have the future energy, 2800 AD, 800 years, we'll say, in our future coming in here, which is the death Blu-ray. So that's like the ultimate Star Wars, where they start hitting you and causing you problems to die. So all these can help you live better, live longer, and make your body feel better. So you want to get these things off of you. And run them, for quite a while, probably 4 days apiece. I don't think I would probably do them all at once. You could, but I would just do one maybe for 4 days and do another one for 4 days. That way, because it could be, a little taxing on your body as your body's healing afterwards. You don't want to give it too much to do. So back to you.
Yeah, and these are pretty, some of them are pretty heavy, so I would give yourself a chance, like this other listener who just wrote in did, and just kind of run them for a week and then maybe see how you feel, let your body catch up to the clearing that you did, and then maybe try it again. Someone was asking for a sample clearing for their stomach. Ron, do you feel like doing maybe a stomach clearing?
Okay, here we go. So, I'm assuming it's your stomach, not your intestines. Sometimes people use that, but here we go, stomach. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so back to you.
Oh, great. Okay, and I wonder if that person was on the call yesterday, because somebody else wrote that, they wrote, I have been feeling some big chunks or something move in my upper intestines yesterday and today. Could this be the clearing of the aliens from the call yesterday? Ron, so do you think this is in any way related to the energy release on the call yesterday?
Were they on the call yesterday?
I don't know about the first person, but the second person was, yes.
Yeah, it's possible. So, just can't say for sure, you know?
Okay. Okay, so the next question is, and we may have to explain what this is, Ron, but this person is asking, hi, Ron, how can someone free themselves from a handler if they have one?
That gets to be very complicated. I probably cannot even comment on that, because you'd have to... get them out of your life. So how would you get them out of your life? That's probably how I would answer that. Not see them, you know, that's one way. Anything else may not sound too good, you know, because, you know, you don't want to get a divorce, you know, if it's your, you know, spouse, you know, but,
right,
you know, and then they may get somebody else. So.
I guess you could run clearings on them, though, too.
Yeah, you could. Maybe they're in your soul family. You could do the soul family disconnection. But yeah, it's kind of a thing that you got to work on yourself and try different ways to, you know, get them to release you. And they may not even want to release you, so. Good question, though.
Right, and I feel like It's a good question, but it's a complicated answer.
Yeah.
So I guess you would just have to look at your individual situation. So, Ron, I think we are actually almost at the end of the show here. Is there any other sample clearings or healings that you'd like to do before we do the mind to heart drop?
We'll just do the Be Here Now clearing. So,
okay, great.
Oh, I'll do that one, so that way people will be here. So here we go. One, two, three, oh boy, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, let's do the mind to heart drop, everybody. So you want to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them down to your heart to neutralize them. So here we go. During this process, I'll count from 10 to 1. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1-10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1 and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2 and 1. Okay, everybody. So hopefully you're doing great, and we'll see you later. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, ladies, for helping. Bye, everyone.